The New York State budget is due in about a week, and there's no resolution on a number of new taxes and spending proposals. Karen DeWitt reports.
Among the unresolved items, how to mitigate the partial loss of state and local tax deductions in the federal tax law. It was approved by Congress and signed by President Trump late last year. David Friedfeld with the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission says it's something that needs to be dealt with, or New York could lose billions of dollars in revenue and some of the state's wealthiest residents.
This is a significant issue for New York, and it could be a real problem long term. It's not the type of effect that you'd expect to see taxpayers fleeing immediately, but over the course of a few years, as people file their 2018 taxes, let's say in 2019, their accountants will say, you know, if you lived in Florida full time, you could save hundreds of thousands of dollars per year.
Cuomo has proposed an optional payroll tax for businesses that employers and their workers could substitute for the state income tax. The business owner could then deduct the payroll tax from the company's taxes, which is still allowed under the changes to the federal tax code. Cuomo also wants to set up charitable entities for schools and health care. Taxpayers could donate to the funds as a substitute for paying a portion of their property taxes. They would then receive a charitable donation tax credit on their federal tax forms. The New York State Assembly, where Democrats are in the majority, are on board with the governor's proposals, but the state Senate, where Republicans lead, has not agreed to them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.